I can't find any evidence since 2000 that Donald Trump is not a supporter of limited and constitutional government.
Would you repeat that? That is important.
Yeah, the point is, so Donald Trump misunderstands eminent domain. So I'll stick that in there. He should correct himself about that. The takings are for eminent domain are eminently constitutional if it's for a public use. And we've expanded the definition of public use so far. You've fought it yourself, Hugh.
Often.
That local governments can take somebody's house because they want to build something that'll pay more taxes on it. And then give them special deals on the taxes, right? Trump is wrong about that, right? But I will say that a consistent theme since he ran for president in 2000, often repeated, beautifully written on January 28th in the Reno, Nevada Gazette, is a defense of constitutional government that proceeds by separation of powers. And so I think that if there's consistency to be found in him, it is there.